USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said he's suspending some of the changes he's made to the Postal Service since he took office. DeJoy promised the USPS would be able to handle the expected increase of mail volume in the coming months as Americans receive and return mail-in ballots for the November election. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
He's going to make no changes at all until the election's over. Just to reassure everybody, the post office is going to be fine. Your mail-in ballots are going to be fine.
It's unclear whether DeJoy's announcement means that collection boxes and mail sorting machines that are already removed will be returned to their original locations. DeJoy's statement came 2 days after he agreed to testify next week about changes made to the post office before the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A roll call of 60 states and territories has led to Joe Biden officially being nominated as the Democrats' choice for president.
I'm pleased to announce that Vice President Joe Biden has officially been nominated by the Democratic Party as our candidate for president of the United States.
Biden addressed the Democratic National Convention thereafter, but only briefly.
It means the world to me and my family. And I'll see you on Thursday. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
On the final night of the DNC, Thursday, Joe Biden will give his major speech. His wife, Dr. Jill Biden, was the keynote speaker of the night.
I am heartbroken by the magnitude of this loss, by the failure to protect our communities, by every precious and irreplaceable life gone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Researchers have developed a new, faster test to find out if you have the coronavirus. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A new saliva test for COVID-19 can be completed in just a few hours and has been authorized for use by the Food and Drug Administration. Regarding the details of the test, Admiral Brett Gerard tells ABC's Good Morning America,
it's basically spit in a tube. It does not need a swab. It does not need the special transport media. It does not need some of these chemical reagents called extraction reagents. So it skips many steps up front. So it makes it much more amenable to be using as a surveillance tool, like in schools or universities.
The body of the last New Orleans worker killed in October 2019 when a hotel construction site partially collapsed was finally recovered. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The last body trapped underneath debris from the Hard Rock Hotel collapse in New Orleans finally recovered. Yesterday, a spokesperson for the city confirmed that the body of Jose Ponceriola was removed from the site after 10 months. In a statement, the 1031 Canal Development Company expressed its deepest sympathies to the families. They say they will now shift to demolition of the upper floors and then the lower level, and then they'll remove all of the debris from that site.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.